该都有出外旅行的经验。
I think each one of us has some experience of go out traveling.
出发之前，我们一定会考虑一下，我们到底要带什么东西。
Before depart from our house, that we would think what we should bring.
我们也有搬家的经验。
We also have this experience of moving from one place to another.
我们发现有一些东西呢，好像有点像垃圾，所以我们会不要了。
We may find some stuff that we have, they becoming trash for us.
我们一定会把一些重要的包括我们的家具搬走。
We would move things such as important thing like furnitures.
但是我们也都知道，有一天我们要离开这个世界。
But we also know that one day we're going to depart from this world.
我们是否有在想说我要带走什么？
Have we asked ourselves what are we going to bring with us?
但是我们也发现，我们目前所拥有的一切，几乎我们都带不走。
But then we also discover that pretty much all these material things we can't take with us.
或许我们有房子。
Perhaps that we have house.
但是我们没有办法把我们的房子带走。
But we can't take our house with us.
或许我们有事业。
Perhaps we have career.
但是我们没有办法把我们的事业带走。
But we are not able to take our career along with us.
当面对这样的一个事实有时候让人觉得就非常的非常的非常的这个虚空。
When we facing these realities, sometimes that we feel the vanity.
不但不能带走，而且都要留下来。
Not that we cannot take with us, but then we have to leave this on the earth.
甚至我们人生所经过的很多的事情，都会留在人的记忆里头。
Even the things that we have done are becoming memories to us.
更重要的是，我们所做的一切呢，都在神的记录当中。
Most importantly, that everything that we've done has been recorded in God's book.
我们走过沙滩，一定会留下脚印。
If we walk on the beach, we will leave the print of our footsteps.
那我们走过人生，也一定会留下人生的脚印。
And as we finish our journey of our life, that we also going to leave some footprints.
跟我们曾经在一起的人，他还会记得我们所做过的事情。
The people that we have lived together, they would remember what we had done.
经过几代以后，再也没有人记得我们是谁，我们做过什么事。
After generations, no one would know us, and no one would know what we had done.
这是从人的层面来看。
And this is the aspect of man's eye.
所以常常让人觉得面对这样的事实，觉得说是非常的、非常的悲一件很悲哀的事情。
Sadly, that we can understand this is a reality and this is the truth.
但是神他记住。我们所走过的脚印。
But God, He remembered what we have been and what we have done.
我们必须留下，我们一定会留下人生的脚印，这是事实。
We must leave some footprints, and this is the truth.
而且这是一个非常重要的事实。
And this is a truth that's very important.
从人来看不重要，因为过几代。没有人会记得的。
In man's eye, this is not important because after a few generations, nobody would know us.
但是我们所留下人生的脚印，却是神所知道、神所记录的。
But the footprints that we have left through our life, God knows and God had recorded.
我们请看启示录二十二章。
Please turn to Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
启示录二十二章。十二节
，Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12.
二十二节，看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Verse 12, and behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work.
将来神怎么来审判我们怎么来对待我们
How is God going to judge us in the future?
这里说是照我们。个人所行的。
And it's all according to our work.
啊，我们都知道，在这个人生，我们一定会留下人生的脚印。
We know that in our life, we're going to leave our footprints.
啊，这些都在神的记录当中。
And these are all recorded in God's book.
啊，将来神就照这些来赏赐我们。
And God will reward us with what we have done.
啊，所以呢，今天早上我们一起来学习，我们留意我们的谨慎我们的脚步。
And today we are going to learn how we are going to guard our footsteps.
啊，我们常常很在意我留给人什么印象。
A lot of time that we do, we care that what image that we have left to others.
啊，所以同样的，我们要谨慎，我们到底留下怎样的脚印。
And same thing that we also have to be careful the footprint that we have left.
哦，我们应当留下怎样的脚印
？What kind of footprint should we leave on the earth？
哦，我们这一个人生应该怎么来走
？How do we continue on our faith, life？
将来能够蒙神一个好的正面的这种纪念。
That one day God will remember us in positive ways.
我们请参考箴言十六章。
Please turn to Proverbs, chapter 16.
箴言十六章第九节。
Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 9.
第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，唯独神指引他的脚步。
Verse 9, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
这个经节告诉我们如何来走我们的人生的脚步。
This verse is telling us that how we should walk on the path, walk our steps.
这里告诉我们两件事情。
This is telling us two things.
第一个，我们人对我们的人生必须要有计划。
That is telling us that we must have a plan for our life.
为什么我们需要有计划？
Why should we have a plan?
因为我们要过着一个努力，好好的来努力过我们的人生。
Because we need to put our effort in our life.
因为有计划才会有目标。
Because that we have a plan, because that's all because that we have a goal.
那这个目标就成为我们努力的一个推动力。
And this is a motivation for us to push us to the goal.
所以常常在新的一年，我们会对这一年做一些计划，给一些目标。
And so for the new year that we start, plan ourselves for a new plan and new goal.
这是我们人应该有的人生的态度。
And this is the attitude that we should have in our life.
在圣经里头不否认人的努力，人的计划。
In the book of Bible that does not deny our man's plan and man's effort.
但是这样子还不够。
But then that is not enough.
所以在箴言十六章第九节就讲到第二件事情。
And so in the Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9 telling us the second thing.
就是我们也需要神来指引我们的脚步。
Which that we also need God to direct our steps.
就是我们相信神的存在。
Which that we know that we do believe the existence of God.
我们相信神主宰着一切。
And we know that God controls the whole thing.
神给我们有自由的意识。
God give us free will.
所以我们可以努力的来为我们的这一年，甚至更远的将来来做计划。
And so we can plan out for our this whole year even further, to plan our goal.
但是我们不要忘了，我们有一个我们肉眼看不见而存在的主人。
But then we have to remember one thing that there's a master that we cannot see.
他比我们看得清楚。
But he can see things more clearly than us.
他甚至比我们自己还了解我们自己。
He even knows us better than ourselves.
所以我们要尊敬、尊重他的存在。
And so we need to respect his existence.
不但承认他的存在，而且要尊重他的存在。
Not only believe his existence, that we also have to acknowledge that his existence.
所以在我们做计划的时候，我们存着这样的一个对神的尊敬。
So whenever that we have to bring things that we have to have this respect for God.
神如果你愿意我就可以做这个事情做那个事情
With God's will that we can do this, we can do that.
我看起来好像做这个事情比较好
It seems like it's better for me to do this.
但是我没有百分之百的把握
But then we have a no 100% sure.
所以神啊我欢迎你来介入我的生活我的计划
And so we are welcoming our God to come into our life and in our plans.
我照你所给我的恩典，我需要努力。
According to the grace that you have given us, that I'm willing to put out our effort.
但是我承认，真的能够成长，能够有结果，那是在你的手中。
But then I also acknowledge that my growth and my result is all in your hand.
我们人常常会把自己当成是主人。
A lot of time we see ourselves as our own master.
我们常常忽略了那个存在而看不见的神。
A lot of time we neglect the God that we are not able to see.
所以我们只是走在自己的人生道路。
And so we always walk on our own path.
我们的人生道路缺少了神的指引。
And our life does not have the direction of God.
那么我们所留下的人生的脚印，在神来看，就缺少了这很重要的那一部分。
And so, the footstep that we left, is lacking in God's abidance.
我们看到这些古圣徒，他们常常就是把这个事情放在他们的心中。
We see all the disciples, the ancient disciples, whatever they do, they have God in their heart.
他们有很多人也都很聪明。
And they are very smart.
他们很会为自己来做计划。
They also know how to plan out for themselves.
但是他们人所留下来人生的脚印是非常的美好。
But then the footprint that they have left on the earth, it was beautiful.
不但有自己的努力，而且还有神的指引。
Not only with their effort, but there's also direction of God.
我们常常看到他们表现在生活当中，他们尊敬神，他们求问神。
A lot of times that we see their manifestation, a lot of times they always ask God.
我们请看。撒母记上二十三章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
撒母记上二十三章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1.
第一节，有人告诉大卫说，非利士人攻击基伊拉，抢夺禾场。
Chapter 23, verse 1. Then they told David, saying, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against the Keilah." And they are robbing the threshing floors.
这时候的大卫有一批人跟着他。
During this time, there were a gang that's following David.
这些人很多人都是勇士。
And many of them are mighty valors.
因为这样子，所以有人来告诉大卫说，这非利士人来攻击这个基伊拉这个地方。
And they told David that there were Philistines that was fighting against the Gala area.
大卫将来是要当王。
David, he will become a king.
他现在必须要为自己来建立一些建立一些信用，一些这个 credit.
He needs to establish his credibilities.
百姓有困难，他当然要去帮忙。
Whenever the Israelite is having problem, he must be there.
百姓得到了帮助，这些百姓将来就会喜欢他。
When the Israelite they have received the help from David, and then they will like him.
大卫也知道，我去，我能够胜过这些非利士人。
When David arrived, goes there, he also know that he will overcome these Philistines.
但是我们看大卫他怎么做。
But then let's see what David did.
第二节
Verse 2
所以大卫求问神说我去攻打那些非利士人可不可以神对大卫说你可以去攻打非利士人拯救基伊拉
Verse 2 Therefore David inquired of the Lord saying Shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David go and attack this Philistine and save Keilah.
啊，因为当时其实那个状况到底是好不好，真的很难决定。
In fact, during that time, it's really hard to decide the situation.
好，因为第三节跟随大卫的人就有给大卫提出一些意见。
Because on verse 3, there were people giving some suggestion to David.
好，觉得说到那里去，可能我们会遇到困难或者危险。
Believe that when they get there, they will receive, they will have some difficulty and danger, some danger.
哦，那大卫也不否认他周围的人给他的意见。
But then, David he did not deny the suggestion that he had received from them.
我们请看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
大卫又求问主，主回答说：“你起身下基伊拉去，我必将非利士人交在你的手里。”
Verse 4. Then David inquired of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, "Arise, go down to Gela, for I will deliver the Philistine into your hand."
哦，所以大卫不但有自己的计划，也有听别人的意见。
So David, he's not only have his own plan, he also listened to other people's suggestions.
那还有一个很重要，我们常常会忽略的，就是他尊重神。
And there's a most important thing that a lot of time that we may neglect is that he respect God.
哦，所以他会求问神。
So he inquired, he had this inquiry from God.
哦，这叫做有神指引的人生的脚步。
And this is the asking God to direct our footsteps.
我们请啊，在参考路加福音第一章。
Please turn to Book of Luke, chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十八节
Gospel of Luke chapter 1 78
七十八节，因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
78 Through the tender mercy of our God with which dayspring from the high has visited us.
这一节在描写神的爱啊，是这种广大的爱。
And this passage is telling us the love of God is very broad.
啊，清晨的阳光出来了，我们在任何的一个角落都能够得到这个阳光。
When this sunshine arrives, each one of us at each corner that we can receive the sunlight.
啊，其实神对人的爱是普遍性的爱。
In fact, the love that God has given to man is to all.
七十九节
，79,
要照亮在黑暗中死硬的人，把他们的脚引到平安的路上。
To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
哦，我们尊敬神，不但是为了将来。
We respect God, it's not just for the future.
啊，其实。也是为了现在。
It's also for this present time.
哦，神指引我们的脚步，要带领我们走在平安的道路。
God has God guide our footstep to the way of peace.
哦，我们人活着一个最基本的要求，不是就是想要有一点有平安吗
？Our basic need from in our life.Is to receive peace.
哦，我们要谨慎我们的脚步。
So we also need to be careful, guard our footstep.
哦，我们不能够带什么走。
We can't take anything away, at the end of our life.
啊，但是我们会留下人生的脚印。
But then we will leave the footprint on the earth.
哦，这些脚印是为人留的。
And these footprint to that we left is for man.
啊，但是过了一两代，没有人再纪念的。
But then after a couple generations, no one will remember.
那为什么我们要这么看重
？But then why should we emphasize it?
啊，因为神都记得。
Because God remembers.
啊，我们请再看诗篇四十四篇。
Please turn to Book of Songs, chapter 44.
诗篇四十四篇十八节。
Song 44, verse 18.
十八节，我的心没有退后，我的脚也没有偏离你的路。
Verse 18, our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps depart from your way.
啊，这里告诉我们说，我们的脚步没有偏离这个啊神的道路。
So, right here is telling us that our steps did not depart from God's way. 啊，
那这个跟我们的心有直接的关系。
And this has direct relationship with our heart.
啊，这个第一句话说我们的心没有退步。
In the beginning, it says our heart has not turned back.
啊，我们会遇到不同的境况。
We may facing different situations.
哦，这些情况首先会在我们的心里，我马上心里会有反应。
And these situation may come to our heart, and we immediately have reaction to this situations.
好，我们会去思考。
We start thinking.
然后我们会去做决定。
And we start and then we make decisions.
哦，那再来就是我们的行动。
And then later, we act out.
哦，所以常常我们心里怎么想，我们会怎么说。
That's why a lot of time, we say what we think.
哦，我们心里怎么想，我们常常会怎么做。
And whatever we do, what we think.
哦，所以首先，我们如果要不偏离这个正路。
And so, if we do not want to depart from God, the righteous way.
哦，那我们的心要能够不退后。
And our heart needs not to turn back.
哦，就是我们要坚持走对的道路，坚持啊这个对的事情。
And so we need to persist on the things that are right.
神怎么来指引我们的脚步？
How God has directed our footstep.
哦，就是用他的教训记载在圣经里头。
Is using his teaching in the book of Bible.
什么叫做我们的心不退后
？What is that? What is the heart is not turned back?
哦，就是我们无论如何，我坚持神的教训。
It is that no matter what that we continue follow God's teaching.
啊，今天在实际的生活里头，不是我决定我要照神的教训来做，我就能够这么做。
In this a reality that it's not that we just do what God has tell us to do.
哦，不是只是心里想，而是要做下决定。
It's not just that we think, we also have to make decisions.
哦，我们要很努力的照神的教训来做。
We need to put in our effort to do things what God's teaching.
同样，不要忘记，我不是真正的主人。
And also at the same time, we need to remember that we are not our own master.
哦，我不是靠我自己的力量来遵守神的教训。
We don't rely on our strength to do our things.
神是我的主人，所以呢。我请求他的帮助。
God is our master, that's why we ask him for his help.
我有这样的心，求神你坚固我的心。
We have this heart that asks God to let us to steadfast our heart.
哦，环境要让我离开正路。
The environment is pushing me to depart from the righteousness of God.
我要很努力来胜过我的环境。
But then we need to overcome our environment.
但是我承认我有我的软弱。
But then we also acknowledge that we do have weaknesses.
所以我寻求我的神来帮助我。
That's why we need to seek out from God to ask him to help us.
啊，这样我们才能够真的走在一个啊公义正直的道路。
And so we can walk on the way that's in with righteousness.
哦，我们真的才能够成为一个圣经里头所说的光明的儿女。
And so we can be the children of the light according in the Bible.
哦，很多的情况是有光明有黑暗两个部分。
A lot of situations that there are in the light and in the darkness.
好，我们要选择光明。
And we have to choose the light.
我们要走在光明里头。
We need to walk on the path of light.
而这个光明也包含着所谓的圣洁。
And within this light is also including the holiness.
这位神他是圣洁的神。
This God, he is a holy God.
哦，所以我们要常常提醒自己。神对我们的要求最基本的也就是圣洁。
And so we a lot of time we have to remind us that what God has required of us is to stay holy.
哦，如果我们的心退后了。
And if our heart start turning back.
好，我们就 可能走在偏差的道路上面。
And we may stray away from God's way.
哦，那我们所留下的脚印会是人所不喜欢的。
And the footprint that we leave on the earth may be the footprint that people dislike.
哦，更重要的，我们留下的脚印是神所不喜悦的。
Most importantly, the footprint that we leave on the earth are also the footprint that God he does not accept.
这就会影响到我们将来的永恒。
And this has is affecting our eternal life.
哦，所以虽然过几代就没有人再认识你。
Even though after some generations, nobody would remember us.
但是我们必须要谨慎我们的脚步。
But we have to we have to guard our footsteps.
别人会忘记我们，神不会忘记我们。
People may forget about us, but then God will never forget about us.
人已经不晓得我们做过什么事情。
People may not remember what we have done.
哦，但是神都是清清楚楚的。
But God, He is very clear what we have done.
哦，所以我们的祷告里头常常求神帮助我们。
So that's why, in our prayer, a lot of time we ask God to help us.
哦，我们让帮助我们能够胜过阻挡。
To help us to overcome all the obstacles.
我们必须承认人生的道路有困难，有阻挡。
And we need to acknowledge that in our life, there's a lot of difficulties and obstacles.
我们请看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Please turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇五十一节。
Psalm 119, verse 51.
五十一节，骄傲的人甚侮慢我却未曾偏离你的律法。
The proud have me in great derision. Yet I do not turn aside from your law.
人生的道路阻挡是从哪里来？
Where is the where is this obstacle or that's coming from in our lives?
常常是从我们周遭的人来的。
A lot of time is from our the people of our surrounding.
哦，当我们想要做某一件事情的时候，一定会有其他的人会有意见。
Sometimes when we decide to do something, there may be others giving you some advice.
哦，当我们决定我们要走在神的教训当中
，When we decide to walk on the teaching of our Lord,
哦，我们一定会遇到有一些的阻挡，让我们不走在神的道路上。
We must facing these challenges where people ask not walk on the path of life, path of our Lord.
那在诗篇一百一十九篇五十一节下半句话说，我却未曾偏离你的律法。
And this Psalm 119 verse 51, the later part it says, yet I do not turn aside from your law.
哦，所以就是靠着神，靠着我们的努力，我们胜过从人来的阻挡。
So we have to rely on our effort to overcome all these obstacles.
我们再请看一百五十七节。
And let's also turn to verse 157.
一百五十七节。
157.
逼迫我的抵挡我的很多，我却没有偏离你的法度。
157. Many are our persecutor and our enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies.
有时候周遭的人不是只有给你一些建议、意见而已。
Sometimes people around you not only give you some suggestion.
哦，甚至是用强烈的逼迫的手段。
They may even start oppose you.
哦，常常在这样的情况之下，我们的心会退后。
With their persecution, sometimes push our heart to turn back.
我们不希望遇到这样的事情。
And these are not the things that we want to see.
哦，但是谁晓得我们会不会遇上
？But we never know when and who will to be in that situation.
哦，这就是为什么我们要常常依靠神，求神来帮助我们。
That's why many times that we need to rely on our Lord to help us.
哦，我们。要留下的人生的脚印，就是在神看，这是义人的脚印。
We need to leave our footprint on the earth, and to in God's eye, this is the footprint of righteousness.
神要给人的恩典是完整的。
The grace that Lord wants to give to men are perfect.
这就是神伟大的地方。
And this is why our God is so great.
哦，什么叫做完整的
？What is perfect?
也就是包括我们现在，也包括将来。
That's including now and the present time and the future.
我们请看诗篇三十七篇。
Please turn to Psalm, chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇。二十三节
Psalm 37 verse 23
23节义人的脚步被主立定他的道路主也喜爱
The steps of good men are ordered by the Lord and he delight in his way
我们很努力在做很多的事情
We're putting many effort to, on the things that we do
我们常常会很在意说希望他不会垮掉他不会失败
and we often time that we do care that if it's the thing that we do may be fail
所以常常我们经过计划要做的事情我们一定顾上很多的时间跟力量
that's why when we plan out on things that we want to do we put in a lot of effort and a lot of strength
通常我们的自己身体我们的状况都还不错
usually our health are in a good condition
比较花多一点的时间比较辛苦一点也都还好
we work hard we spend more time but then our physique still able to fit, handle
让我们没有办法去承担的就是我们要忧虑会不会成功
The thing that is hard for us to bear, to carry with us is the worryness to ask ourselves, what we do if it will succeed.
如果我们努力了
If that we put in our effort,
我们又尊重神又有神的指引跟帮助
And we also respect God and has his guidance and his help.
在神的面前我们是一个义人
In God's eyes, we are a righteous one.
诗篇三十七篇二十三节告诉我们，义人的脚步一定被神来立定。
And Psalm 37 verse 23 it says, the step of good men are ordered by the Lord.
也就是说，我们生活当中就少去了那一部分所谓的忧虑。
And which meant that in our life we won't have this worryness in our life.
因为我知道我走在神的道路上。
And that is because we know that we walk on God's way.
神一定会来成全。
And God will fulfill.
我们看到圣经里头很多的这些古圣徒都是这样的经历。
And we see that in the Bible, all these ancient disciples, apostles, this is all their experience.
在人来看，他现在在不好的环境。
In men's eye, it seems like they are in very bad situation.
在人来看，他现在是落入失败当中。
In men's eye, they are in the failure.
但是他坚持神的教训。
But then they still persist in God's teaching.
他所做的有神来立定。
And whatever they did has God's guidance.
让人没有办法想象的。结果他是成功的
and men cannot imagine the success what they has succeed
我们请参考创世纪三十九篇三十九章
please turn to Genesis 39
创世纪三十九章第二节
Genesis 39 verse 2
第二节，约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and was in the house of his master, an Egyptian.
在人来看，约瑟他被卖到埃及。
In men's eye, that Joseph he was sold to Egypt.
他从家里爸爸的儿子，成为一个在埃及被卖当奴隶。
He used to be in a in a good home under the care of his father, but now he was sold to Egypt.
在人来看，这是人生很失败、很低落的时刻。
It seems like this is a very he is in the low of his life in man's eye.
但是他走在，他坚持神的教训，他有神同在。
But then he persists in God's teaching, and he has God's abidance.
他的脚步仍然是花出香气的。
And his step still has this fragrance of God.
再看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
耶瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切都交在他的手里。
Verse 4, so Joseph found favor in his sight, and he served him. Then he made him oversee the house, and all that he had, he put under his authority.
过一段时间，他成为主人家里头的最重要的管家。
After a period of time in his master's house, that he become the overseer, has a filled with authority.
第三节说，连他的主人都看见这个人有神的同在，有神的带领。
On verse 3, even said that his master also saw that Lord, the Lord was with him.
所以这个人所做的事情，他一定会成功。
So whatever he does, that he will be successful.
这就是神的伟大，这就是神的爱。
And this is our mighty God, and that he has love for us.
神的奖赏不是只有在将来，现在就有。
His reward is not only for the future, and in fact, we can also find it in today.
我们请再看罗马书第十章。
Let's all turn to Book of Romans, chapter 10.
罗马书第十章十五节。
Book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 15.
十五节，若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？就如经上所说。报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
Verse 15, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel peace.
这里
who bring the glad tidings of good things.
这里告诉我们，还有一个非常美好的脚中脚印啊，就是传福音的脚印。
And this is telling us that there's another beautiful footstep that's to preach the gospel.
所以我们要常常想，我现在到底在走怎样的道路？
And so a lot of time we should ask ourselves, which path are we taking?
我一定会留下脚印。
And we can leave the footprint.
我要留下怎样的脚印？
And what kind of footprint will we leave on the earth?
所以这个跟神的教训有关系。
And so this has to do with the teaching of Lord.
这跟我们来敬拜神有关系。
And this has to do with the worshiping of our God.
那何况主耶稣也给我们留下脚步脚踪。
And so is our Lord Jesus, that he also has left his footprints.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
Please turn to second.First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章十一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
二十一节。Verse 21.
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样。叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Verse 21, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
我们一定会留下脚印。
We will leave our steps.
而且非常的重要。
And it's very important.
所以甚至主耶稣他来到世界上的目的之一，给我们留下榜样。
That's why Lord Jesus, he came to the earth, and one of the purpose is to show the example to us.
所以也让我们常常来思想主耶稣，他在这个世界上，他怎么来走他的人生道路。
And also for us to pondering on how Lord Jesus, that he's walking on the path of the earth, on the earth.
最后看彼得后书第一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章二十节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 20.
第十节。
I'm sorry. Verse ten.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Therefore, brethren, be even more delighted to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
这个彼得在做了一些勉励之后，结论就是要努力，要坚持。
After the encouragement of Peter, as a result, he left the encouragement to ask everyone to persist on their faith.
那十一节说，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Verse 11, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
那个永恒的天国是真实的。
This everlasting kingdom is the truth.
我们要丰丰富富的来进入。
And we need to enter it with abundantly.
这就看我们在人生的道路，我们留下怎样的脚印。
And this is all depending on the steps that we have left on the earth.
我们一起唱诗224首。
Let's all sing hymn 224.